Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Give you the sounds of Monday, Angel's Wings, and before it was with Tshepo Hlabiwe and the song Shepela, which means go. And the song says, go in peace. And you have done your, like you have run your race. Yeah, you know that scripture, you've run your race and you have done it well. So go and rest. It's time for you to rest. And that's how we said good night to our Queen, says Gloria POV. The time now, 15 minutes, just after 2. And I am now joined by my Queen, says Joyce Muketi from Cura. She's the manager in Cura. And we are wrapping up the Dementia Alzheimer's Month. How are you, my Queen? How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. And how are you, Sibongile?
I am blessed of the Lord. Welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you for having me.
And, you know, we've been hearing about dementia. We've been hearing about Alzheimer.
Yeah.
I think for the whole month, we've been getting educated on what is dementia, what is Alzheimer, and how a person would present who is found or diagnosed with dementia.
Yeah.
Now, at which age, before we get there, all right, let's start with Cura. Who's Cura? What do you do at Cura?
Okay, we are, our name is Mary Frail. We deal with Alzheimer's and dementia patients mostly, and other diseases as well that are affecting their mental. So, but most of them, it's Alzheimer's and dementia. We do have Parkinson's. Most of the diseases that are related to Alzheimer's and dementia. Mm. So actually, we are a rehab. Because
wait. So you said we there's Parkinson's.
There's Parkinson's
and then
as well.
Those that are related.
Yes.
Which ones are those? Can Parkinson's also, or is Parkinson's also related to dementia?
Yes, it is related to the dementia thing.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. There's a lot. It, like the dementia, it's an umbrella.
Okay.
A dementia, it is an umbrella term for the loss of cognitive functioning, like the thinking and, you know, the remembering and the reasoning.
So what's the difference between it and Alzheimer?
The difference now, it starts with Alzheimer's, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Because Alzheimer, it is a physical illness which damages the person's brain. This eventually causes dementia.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how it works. And Alzheimer is a disease that is the common factor that causes the dementia.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So dementia has got different types.
All right.
It differs.
Okay, so it's Alzheimer,
yes,
which leads to dementia.
To the dementia, yeah.
What brings about that Alzheimer?
And the thing is, in most cases, Alzheimer goes with age, ne?
Okay.
With dementia as well. But dementia, we do have a young onset dementia because even our lifestyle, our lifestyle affects that. That's why we do have young people that gets dementia, but it's very rare.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have young people that has got dementia.
In the elderly, in our elderly people,
yeah,
what happens to the brain?
The brain cells, they die.
Oh, and that then is, they don't produce new brain cells.
Yes, they die because now, like the other, some of the certain parts of the brain, they become smaller. And it can also reduce the amount of important chemicals that are needed to send the message around to the brain. And eventually the brain struggles to cope with the damage and the person begins to have problems with memory and thinking. And when it gets to the stage where these people or the problems are making it difficult for the person to do everyday tasks and their daily things that they used to do easier, that's when it becomes the dementia.
Sure.
Yeah.
That is like something else, yeah? That is like really disturbing. So what are some of these the signs and symptoms?
Mostly it's memory loss. Memory loss and how you think. And some people you find like the focus. You know, you struggle to focus in a way. you know, and language as well, because there is dementia that will affect your speech. Yeah.
Okay. I've heard of pulmonary as well. So there are different types of these dementias that are there.
Yeah.
Now, in a young person, you said there's a an onset. You call it an onset.
Yeah.
You know these terms. So in an elderly one, the cells stop growing and some become smaller. Mm. So the brain cells are affected. But now in a young person, what would be the cause?
Mostly it's alcohol. Alcohol does that.
What about smoking?
Smoking as well. It does that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And stroke does that. That's why even sometimes maybe you fall and then you hit your head with something. That can cause that as well.
And then depression?
Depression, depending on how severe that is. But in most cases, depression doesn't cause dementia, from what I know.
Mm.
You know, it doesn't do that because there are medication as well where someone can get help from depression. But with dementia and Alzheimer, there's no cure yet for it.
So how would a person with dementia or who's developing dementia present? What would we see in that person?
They
what would
differ.
Be? Okay.
They differ a lot because, like I said, dementia has got different types.
Mm.
So you would find others, they're affected, like their speech is affected. Others, their movement is affected.
Mm-hmm.
Others, their personality changes. So it differs. It's so hard to tell.
Mm.
But then you can, as soon as you can see maybe the signs and symptoms on a person, you can maybe just send the person, maybe refer a person to go and get a proper assessment.
Okay.
Like instead of diagnosing a person by just seeing what they do.
And we do diagnose ourselves.
Yeah, like that. Even as we like, whenever, since like myself, I work a lot with those people. And sometimes you're like, am I not one of them?
Yeah.
Do I have dementia? You know, but you know, it's not that because there are other things as well. I mean, we do have stress, there's depression and more or less, those things, you'll feel like, no, now this is dementia. And it's not dementia. Really, it's not. You know, yeah.
So how would you differentiate between me being normal and forgetting and somebody who has dementia and it affects their memory?
For the most of the people with dementia, like, they forget. Like, for instance, I'm going to give you an example now. We talk about my cell phone. And I will tell you way about it now.
Yeah.
And then we start another conversation. Then I'm going to start again and tell you where I bought the cell phone again.
Oh, okay.
You know, then I keep on forgetting that I told you so.
Okay.
I told you this. I told you I'm going to say it a million times.
Okay.
And when I tell you, it's like a new thing. I never told you.
All right. Yeah. I remember a certain joke. A person is holding the phone, talking to a friend.
Mm.
And then she says, you know, and she's searching in the bag.
Yeah.
I've forgotten my cell phone in the store.
And
the friend says, yeah, she has the phone. And the friend says, well, go back into the store and call me once you find it. And so sometimes we forget our glasses are here.
I'm telling you, and you'll be looking for your glasses in your bag.
But because at the end you can remember that.
Then it's not dementia.
Okay.
You see, yeah.
All right.
The fact that fact that you can remember that you forget, you're still safe. But when you forget that you can forget, then it's a problem.
So if you forget and you have forgotten, like you don't remember anything that's been said,
then there's a problem because, like I'm saying, if you can remember that you can forget or you forgot, you're still safe. But if you forget that you forgot.
This is one thing I asked you and I said I'm going to ask you when we are here. when somebody is having a lack of sleep, can that also lead to early dementia?
Dementia does that as well. They struggle with their sleep.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why their medication, the medication that we give them, it helps them to sleep. Because when they're not on the medication, they struggle to sleep.
Mm.
So not that struggling to sleep can cause dementia. It could be something else that maybe a person has that is making that person struggle to sleep. Not that the person has got dementia, then they cannot sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Pietra, I see you send a message. Laat ons hoor. Why is it not playing? Okay, let me go back.
Hi, I'm driving again to the dentist. But to my, I left it. But I think in that dimension and Alzheimer's, I know what works. It is exercising and practicing your brain. Have a lovely afternoon.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Pietra, for sharing. Pietra has already gone through to avoid, if you can, what's the right word? Not avoid. But if you can make sure that you do not find yourself
in this situation.
Yeah, what's the right word? Okay, the word has left my mind right now. So, exercising your mind?
Yes.
Playing those strategic games?
That is so true, because at our facility, that's what we do. Because remember, these people, we need to keep their brain or their mind busy. We need to stimulate their brain.
Okay.
We cannot just let them sit there for
but
not doing anything.
But now, if it's an elderly person and the saints do not, the cells don't grow anymore, does it help?
It helps, because at least what you do, it's the damage of the cell. It's not like happening faster, you know. The medication and the exercises and the change of the lifestyle, like the food, it helps a lot. So. Not that if they're not getting the medication or those exercises, then it's going to go faster.
Okay, so that's a way of preventing it.
Yes.
Are there other ways of also preventing it?
Your lifestyle, like I said, you change your lifestyle, drink less, smoke less, or completely, if you can, you can just
do away
quit.
With these.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then even the exercises as well. The yoga, it helps. Something related like that will keep your brain busy.
What about walking?
Walking as well, because your mind.
Yeah, your mind is busy.
Yes.
You see people, you see cars.
That is so true.
Okay, so we shouldn't become those elderly people who are just sitting at home doing.
Really.
We're just at home.
No.
That's all.
There are days where even us, we're like, you know what, today I'm not doing anything. But we know it's impossible. Especially like you sitting and not doing anything, you're like, yo, what's going on now? I can't. You start feeling so depressed or stressed about you not doing anything. So at least keeping yourself busy, then it helps.
Yeah, I know that most of the times when you have somebody who's diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer in the family, it becomes really hard.
Yeah, true.
Because they keep telling you about the phone. Then I bought it at Radio Pulpit. Do you know Radio Pulpit?
Yes,
I know. And then 2 seconds after, I bought this phone at Radio Pulpit. Do you know Radio Pulpit? So it becomes hard.
It is.
To deal and to find with other things. They say, no, I don't know Radio Pulpit. And you're like, but we've been there with you.
Yeah.
And she says, I don't know. And she becomes violent, or he becomes violent.
Or aggressive. Because this thing, like, she's trying to talk to you, and then you're not getting her. Or
vice versa.
Exactly.
So how should we be treating them? when we
should be patient, Sis Bongile. We should be patient with these people. And we should try to be in their world. Because when they are there, they're not in our world.
Okay.
They see certain things. Most of them, they go back to being younger. Because the things that they can remember the most, it's when they were growing up.
Oh.
You know? So sometimes you will find two old women, and then the other one will think the one is their mother, or one is their friend, and they'll start to cry and telling you that they're at the bus station, they're from school, and the bus has left and they've got nowhere to go. So you don't just say, no, you remember you're not there, you're not from school. Just tell them, okay, it's fine, let's just wait for the bus. Be in their world. Comfort them and stop asking them a lot of questions, because remember, they cannot remember a lot.
All right. We are coming back to talk some more with Sis Joyce Mukiti, manager at Cura. And we're talking and we're wrapping up the Dementia Alzheimer Awareness Month. So we're just crossing over to the news headlines. And then after the news headlines, we are coming back with my queen. You can also ask your questions. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. Our SMS line, 37871. Our WhatsApp line, 082-657-2729.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng. On Radio Pulpit. Heart to heart.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
24 minutes just before 3, you're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Heart to Heart is the name of the show with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. Give you the sounds of Margaret Motsoage, Ain't No Need to Worry. And yes, my family, we are not alone in the studio. I'm not alone. I'm with my queen, she is Joyce Mokete from Cura. She's the manager there. We are wrapping up the Alzheimer's Dementia Month together, and yeah. Before we went to that song, we were talking about how we can how to deal with somebody who's diagnosed with dementia in the family. But before we do that, let's listen to these messages and read some of the messages from family members, and then come back to you, my queen. Pietra,
you know, okay, yeah. Sibongile, you guys must not,
Niemann by Pietra. Let's hear this one, Pietra.
He's also a joke, ne? I got a few jokes, ne? So you can't, it's just for you guys, you can laugh. If you got Alzheimer, you can take your dog for a walk, but you must train him to take you back. That's good.
Yeah, and it's true, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're so right.
You can get lost.
But the important part, Pietra and my queen, this is Joyce and the family, you shouldn't forget your dog. Because you can take your dog for a walk and then you
forget your dog.
So then what happened, Pietra? And then you're like, I don't know this dog, and it's right here with you, and you're running away from it because you don't know this dog. But Pietra. All right, Tulani. Hi, Tulani Ndlovu, all the way from Bulawayo in Zimbabwe, saying hi, Sibongile and Miss Joyce. Got a question. How does amnesia and dementia and Alzheimer differ? This is Tulani Ndlovu. What I remember about amnesia is that you lose your memory after a traumatic experience.
Yeah, but then this one, it's not that the difference here. The thing is, you lose your memory, and then this one with dementia, your brain cells, they die, and there's no way you can recover them.
Even with a young person, you remember the lifestyle.
Yeah, and we can't replace brain cells. When they did, they did.
So now the dementia that would come as a result of. Is there dementia that can come because of an accident?
Only if maybe, let's say, you're like, remember the time when I said if you hit your head with something.
Yes.
But it's not that whenever you get head injury, you can get dementia. It's very rare, but it happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it can either fall into amnesia as well.
Not dementia.
Not dementia. Yes. But now with dementia and Alzheimer, the cells of the brain.
They die.
They die.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah.
Can it be really quick? Is it quick with other people?
Depending on the lifestyle, like I said. And if you don't get medication, if you don't get help.
Uh-huh.
And then some people, remember, especially in our culture, we tend to ignore some things and we don't take them seriously. And we're like, no, my mother's like this. And then we leave it like that. My dad is like this. We leave it like that.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it's so late.
All right.
For some stuff.
So how do we treat somebody with dementia in the house?
We need to be patient with the person.
Right.
and try to create at least a routine for the person. Mm. Ne? Like maybe and plan your daily activities for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And at least be consistent.
Mm.
Because that person, the minute you say you eat at 8 o'clock breakfast, mm-hmm. lunch at 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's 9 o'clock and that person didn't get breakfast already, their mind is, they're getting anxious, agitated, like they become somehow, because their mind and everything, they used to eating at 8 o'clock. They might even refuse to eat at 9 o'clock. And you're like, no, because you don't want to eat and then you're going to leave it there. And not that they don't want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be eating at 8 o'clock and then now 8 o'clock passed and then you're giving them food at 9 o'clock. Or you give them even 7 o'clock. You wake them up 7 o'clock and then say you eat, but then their mind and everything is programmed to 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So
if the person is asking you a question over and over,
be patient
and just keep answering. So now here's a scenario. An elderly person wants to go out. It's dark. It's nighttime.
Mm.
They want to go home to their mom.
Yeah.
I want to go to my mom. How do you deal with that?
You just tell them, your mom said you can wait in the house for her. She will get you in the house because it's not safe for you to go outside.
Okay.
And not that they can, these people, remember, not that their mind is completely not there. So sometimes when you say, your mom said she will get you in the house because outside it's not safe, they're like, oh, really?
Mm.
Because my mom said I should go and wait for her outside, or I should go to her and say, no, she phoned me now. And
okay.
So you need to sit down and then she's coming because there's traffic or she's busy buying 1, 2, 3 for you, and then wait for your mother because outside it's not safe. It's too dark for you to go outside. Mm.
I remember this other young person who stays with an elderly like that.
Mm.
He kept saying to his grandmother, she wanted to go. It was night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember where she wanted to go to. And she's like, we're getting late. We have to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he kept saying, let me cook first.
Mm.
Let's eat first. And
before we leave.
Mm. And then sit here. I'll come for you. Just sit here. I'll come for you.
There are other ones, like, for instance, you try maybe to check their blood pressure or give them medication. And they're like, no, I need to leave.
Yeah.
My wife or my mother is waiting for me. I need to leave. And you say, no. But remember, the reason why I need to check your vitals is because I don't want you leaving and not knowing that you're well.
Okay.
You see? So let's do 1, 2, 3 before you leave. And then by the time you're busy with the person, they completely forget about them wanting to go outside.
Okay.
Then they start something else. And then, you know, they are safe.
We have moved.
We won.
All right. So now when it comes to our villages, our townships, there are many times where we find elderly people being, I don't know if apprehended is the right word, or beaten up, hurt.
Because
suddenly they are in your house. They don't remember who they are. How did they get there? They don't remember anyone.
That is so true.
And you find people saying she is a witch.
Yeah.
And some of them would even get burned. I remember some years back that happened to a certain woman whose children found her burnt body in the streets because... And it went viral.
Hmm.
These men were beating up on her in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept asking her, how did you get here?
Yeah.
She couldn't even explain how she got there.
That's so sad.
And then when the children started talking about the mother,
you
realize she had dementia. Aish. But now they've already killed her.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice do you have for our townships and villages?
We lack knowledge. People must start to get to understand other diseases as well, or illnesses. I mean, there's, like now, there's at least technology. Just educate ourselves. Just get to know what's going on. If maybe, let's say, there's a magogo or like a man, they doing 1, 2, 3, maybe forgets four, or like we're trying to get some answers and they cannot answer you. Just at least maybe try to take the person maybe to the police, the nearest police station. If you cannot deal with the person,
Don't harm them
because we don't know what's going on. And we like so quick saying someone is a witch. We're so quick in saying that. Of which these people, the things that they'll be talking about, you'll be like, yeah, she is a witch. I hate so and so. Now listen to what she is saying. Because that person, remember, she'll be talking about... Exactly. So we should at least, if you don't know how to deal with them, call the nearest police station. They will know what to do. They will know where to take the person. Because somewhere, somehow, the person might remember something that will lead the police people to take her to where she should go. Because she might say something, then they will be like, ah, yeah, now. Maybe say a pickup line there, and then they will just say, okay, now we can take her to this place. Sure. Others, they do remember the telephone numbers.
Okay.
Others, they remember the house numbers.
But now, because most of the times when you meet them, they are also frightened of you.
Yeah, that is so true. Because, and the
you're also frightened of them.
Exactly. Because even them, they're like, what is she going to do to me? And then you also saying, this woman, what is she going to do to me? So both of you trying to protect yourselves, you know. So I think as people, we need to educate ourselves, especially in such.
Educate ourselves, especially in such. Do you think that we have done enough in raising awareness around this topic?
I don't think so.
There's still more to be done.
Because you'll find that maybe more families, they'll be asking like, no, I went to the doctor, took my mom there, and they just diagnosed my mom with dementia or Alzheimer's. What is that? Or what should we expect? You know? So most people, they really don't know. And you'll find families like, it's so difficult or hard for them to accept the situation. Because remember now, there's a certain stage whereby your parent will even forget everyone in the family. You would come and visit your mom and they won't even realize or recognize you. They'll be asking, who are you?
So is it better to take our loved ones to a special place where they can help them? Or we can be trained as family?
We can be trained as well.
And take care of our
own. Okay. Because remember, there are times like, let's say Christmas time, you want to take your mom for a week. Maybe you bring your mom to one of the facilities, or you take your mom to one of the facilities. But then there's this function, or I don't know, you want to take your mom for a week or so. You need to know how to take care of your mother.
Okay. So tell us about the treatment.
The treatment, it's mostly medication. The medication, like the doctors or
is
the
it to
specialist,
slow down?
To slow down
okay.
the process or the dementia or the Alzheimer. And then even with us at the facilities, we do our best by trying not to just leave them sit there. Like as I said in the beginning, we try to do some activities so that we can stimulate their brain. At least keep them busy. You know, they get their meals, get the medication, then it's daily activities. Then it helps. That person can live longer. You know, yeah.
Sure. And any advice on personal? I mean, like you spoke about also taking care of our minds, getting busy. What kind of getting puzzles? What do we do?
Depending on what you can do or what you really enjoy doing, because it doesn't help me giving you sisbongile. I'm a puzzles, and you're like, Joyce, what do I do with these things? I mean, I hate
so the important thing is to keep busy.
Keep busy, but with what you enjoy.
Okay.
You know.
And when should I be worried about me or about my loved one and getting checked?
The minute you see that what they're doing, it's consistent, like it's consistent, it happens like time and again, that thing happens and it never used to be like that. Then you should be like, okay, now let's take mom or dad or sister or aunt to the doctor to be checked. Even as the thing is, with us people, we mostly in denial and we keep it to ourselves. If I'm like that, sometimes I won't even mention to anyone. I'm just going to keep quiet. So if you're like that, don't mention it to anyone if you don't want to, but get help. Go and see a specialist.
But are you able to see yourself? Hold on a moment, something is wrong with me.
Some people they do, but in most cases they don't. Like I said, with the dementia thing, you tend to forget. And after you not, you can forget that, but then you won't even realize that you forgot something. So it's hard for you to say there's something wrong with me.
But then, and then, so which means it's very hard to even realize when people say, but I told you.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying it's the second person or someone, the family member, can just say, no, there's something wrong with Sis Bongile.
So what happens if you say to the person, but I told you, I just told you now.
Still, you're going to say it, but remember that person, you're going to make them angry.
Oh, okay.
You're going to make them angry. You know, you don't say, I told
so
you
now,
like,
exactly, them.
Don't do that to the person. If they say, no, you never, like, yeah, no, I know, I remember, I didn't tell you anything. I'm just saying to you now. Don't say, yeah, you keep on asking me one thing over and over again, you know, don't be like that.
And you said when you start seeing this person doing this over, should it be in a period of a day, 2 days?
Like, especially in a sense of where you stay with the person full time, you know their daily activities, you know their routine. And the next thing you with that person, then they start showing you some stuff that you don't understand. At least take it maybe a day or two and then try to see what's really triggering this behavior. And then speak to somebody else, like a specialist, and see, this is what we see now, what's going on.
All right. Yeah. Your closing statements, my queen.
Okay, guys, let's just all be aware of other diseases. Let us just not focus on one thing. Let us educate ourselves and get knowledge as much as we can, and love our loved ones and be there for them when they have dementia or Alzheimer's. We shouldn't just say, no, they can't even remember me, and just leave them. Be there for them. They need us. That is the time where they need us the most.
And do you also, should you also be prepared to be their mouthpiece?
Yeah, because it, like us at the facility, we are speaking for them because they can't speak for themselves. Yeah.
And if one wants to get involved or wants to come and bring their loved ones to the facility, how does it work?
We have our marketer, her name is Rihanna, and then you can phone, contact her, or send an email, or even contact us at the facility, and then we can direct you to Rihanna, and then you will take it from there.
So if you have somebody that you suspect in the house, can I bring them?
Yes.
Okay, and what is the email address or the number?
The number for our marketer, it's 072-609-1152.
072-609-1152. All right, then. Thank you so much for coming through.
It's a pleasure.
And educating us on these. We really need that.
Yeah.
And I think the most important thing is to raise awareness, start conversations about such in our houses, in our
community,
churches. Talk about these.
Yes.
Because a lot of people have been hurt and killed when it wasn't even supposed to have been.
Yeah.
It's just that they were sick, they needed help, and now they are injured. And so we still need to raise more awareness around this. Thank you so much, my queen, for coming through
Thank
and educating
you for
us.
Having me.
And I said to you, it shouldn't be a month thing. That no, October 15.
And that's it.
And that's it. No.
We're not done.
Because every person, there's one person that's diagnosed a day with dementia.
Yeah,
so thank you so much for empowering us.
Thank you.
And here's my family. That is Sis Joyce Mukiti, manager at Cura. And do remember that if you want to be in contact with Cura, you can send a message or call 072-609-1152. Can they send a message?
Yes, they can.
It's a WhatsApp number as well.
Yeah.
All right. So it's a WhatsApp number, or you can call to 072-609-1152. 072-609-1152. I'm also signing out. You and I are going to meet again tomorrow, same time, same place. May the good Lord keep keeping you, and may he bless you, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen.
And we say hello to Germany. You want else? Thank you, my queen.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you.
to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.